You were born in Tamil Nadu, then started to learn vocal. Now you live in Hindustan and being famous as an instrumentalist. It was a long journey.
Though I was born in Tanjore, that is in Tamil Nadu, but only for a month I was there. Then I came back to Varanasi. That is my native place where I was brought up. And all my education, schooling, everything, and music also, everything done in Varanasi. And because my parents, basically they hail from Tamil Nadu, but they, especially my grandfather, he came to Varanasi in the year 1920. So mostly all my uncles and my father, they are all, you can say they are more Hindustani than Tamilians. So by this way, that's why we speak Hindi better than other southern languages. So, and in this atmosphere I also brought up. And my mother, though she was also a South Indian, but she did all her education in West Bengal. So she knows, besides Tamil and Hindi, she knows Bangla also. So we have a very good family. We speak mostly all the languages, like almost all the languages: Hindi, English, Tamil, Bangla, Marathi, and Bhojpuri, of course. That is the regional language of Varanasi. And being in a profession of doctor, my father, he is a medical doctor. So he is dealing with so many patients all around all parts of India, and especially from the regional parts, from the village also. So he knows many languages. So brought up in this atmosphere, I learned music since Banaras is a belt of musicians, belt of music, Hindustani music. So I got the opportunity to learn the Hindustani style of music in Banaras.
But what are your earliest memories of music?
First, I started learning vocal music. So that was my first initiated by my mother, Srimati Vidya Shankar. She taught some bhajans in Carnatic music. So I learned Carnatic music. Not Carnatic music in a classical style, but in the way of bhajan, Carnatic bhajans. And then I started learning Hindustani music from Pandit Amarnath Mishra, who was a vocalist in Varanasi. I started learning vocal music from Amarnath Mishra, and then did my Bachelor of Music in vocal music. And after that, I started learning guitar from Pandit Shivanand Bhattacharya of Varanasi. And then after doing my BMuse, that is Bachelor of Music in guitar also, I started my learning from Pandit Chanulal Mishra, who is a maestro, the vocalist maestro, Hindustani classical music style. So that was my journey. And then slowly and slowly, gradually, I completed all my Master of Music and doctorate from Banaras Hindu University itself. Besides, the Guruji, that is my teacher, he used to come to our house and he was teaching me. And besides that, I completed my degrees also from Banaras Hindu University.
So because of the fine nuances of Indian classical music, it is traditionally taught in Guru Shishya Parampara, but you also studied in the University of Banaras. Can you describe the differences between these two systems?
Of course, there is a vast difference between these two systems. I can say that I was very lucky to have for having both of these systems, because from early childhood I was under the tutelage of Guru Shishya Parampara, from Pandit Amarnath Mishra to Pandit Chandulal Mishra. So I was lucky enough to have this Guru Shishya Parampara at my house. And besides that, because since you are in this field, you should have the degrees also from the university itself. Otherwise, nowadays, you know, the people they say, what degrees you have from the institute, like that also. So I got that opportunity also since I was in Varanasi. So I did my Bachelor of Music from the Banaras Hindu University. So I can say that when you go to institute or a university, they don't have this Guru Shishya Parampara style, because Guru Shishya Parampara style means you are sitting in front of your Guruji or teacher, So he is the Guruji or teacher, by seeing your capability, your skill, your talent, and according to his own vision, he will definitely, he will get yourself involved in music by his teachings like that. So it is eye to eye contact with soul to soul education. That is the Guru Shishya Parampara style. But in an institute or university level, there is a classroom where there are so many students in front of the teacher who is sitting on the chair or like that on a stage, like sitting arrangements. So by that, they have to complete the course that is available for the classes, maybe for the BMuse class 1, BMuse class 2, BMuse class 3, like that. So teacher is after the completing all the courses which they have for the university levels. So they are involved much more to complete the courses rather than completing the main intricacies of music for the disciple. So in Guru Shishya Parampara, you need not to complete any course or anything, but you have to complete a raga in full aspect. That is very important.
Would you please tell us the story of the of a Western instrument, a Hawaiian guitar, in the Hindustani classical music?
First, I can say that the pioneer of playing playing Hindustani classical music on Hawaiian guitar, the credit goes to late Nalin Majumdar of Allahabad. So that is the story about early 50s, 1950s, like that, 40s and 50s. So during that period, he was the person who really started playing Hindustani classical music on Hawaiian guitar, and he was the disciple of late our legendary maestro Baba Alauddin Khan Sahib. He was the disciple of the Baba, because Baba, you know very well, Baba is the person who was, who used to play all the instruments. God, he was a God gifted man, so he used to play sarod as well, sitar, and so many sarangi, so many instruments at the time, even guitar also, Hawaiian guitar. Yes. So just he knew everything how to play, but Nalin Majumdar, he started learning from Baba himself and from Ali Akbar Khan Saab also. But that time was very painful, because in India nobody was prepared to listen to Hindustani classical music on guitar, which is a Western instrument. So people really didn't like it. So whenever he used to go on the stage, people, they were never welcomed Nalin Majumdar. They used to throw tomatoes on them, on him. So that was the really a great story told by my teacher, that is Shivanath Bhattacharya. He told this story to me personally. So gradually he faced many problems, and after that, Pandit Shivanath Bhattacharya of Varanasi, he was a disciple of Pandit Nalin Majumdar. Then Guruji, that is the senior Guruji, he told that this was the case when I was facing the problem with him. So then he said that Nalin Majumdar was not so successful in presenting classical music on Hawaiian guitar. Then comes our Guruji, my Guruji, Pandit Shivanath Bhattacharya. He was a little bit successful in teaching many students, and people used to come to him. But similarly, on the other hand, Pandit Brijbhushan Kabra from the Gujarat, that is Ahmedabad, he was the person, or you can say he is the person, who really made this instrument popular in the Hindustani classical system. And he was approved as an A-grade artist in 1960. So he was the person who was really a very well-known guitarist in Hindustani classical style. Or if you talk to many old traditional Indians who really know music, if you will ask who is the best guitarist, they will say Brijbhushan Kabra, because Kabraji was the oldest one. So Kabraji, he really made, and he made many, many innovations in the original six-string Hawaiian guitar. But it goes to him that he was the person who introduced 12 strings, that is the tarab, sympathetic strings for guitar, and used the chikari strings for guitar. So he is the person, and he was the person who really made changes to Hawaiian guitar. And then comes Vishwan Bhatt, who is another one more thing that he was also the disciple of Pandit Brijbhushan Kabraji.
But can you describe the differences between the many different types of guitars? What is used in Hindustani music?
Yes,
these
we
days?
Have many, many guitars. Right now, I told you about the guitar made by, changed by, innovated by maybe Brijbhushan Kabraji. He is having the guitar with four main strings and the chikari and 12 sympathetic strings, that is the taram, known as. There is one guitar. Other guitar, Vishwamji made his own guitar, the same Mohan Veena, and the same arrangement is there. Four main strings with chikari, three or four chikari or drone strings with 12 or 14 tarab or sympathetic strings are there. But the basic difference, and my guitar, the Shankar guitar, the similar features, but there is a difference in the quality of wood what we use. Mostly all the Indian classical guitars, they are made up of plywood. But my guitar, which is Shankar guitar, it is made up of the wood known as cedar wood, which is very strong. So this is some guitars, Indian classical guitars, what we use here. And one, we have many famous makers also, instrument makers. In Delhi, we have Bishanda Sharma, who is very famous, who has been making instruments for long, used to make instruments for Pandit Ravi Shankar Ji, late Ustad Vilayat Khan Saab, many other brother artists, and still now, till now he's making these instruments. And one is there in Kolkata was the seat where usually what we used to have our instruments, our guitars from Kolkata also. There was a time, so Kolkata was also the oldest place where you can make your guitar. And there is one person who is very famous, Bhavashindu Vishwas. The name Bhavashindu Vishwas, he is the one who makes, of course, guitars for everybody. There are more guitar like Hans Veena or other, but the artist has given the name, they have given the name Veena. So I have given the name guitar instead of Veena, because I know that the structure is based on Hawaiian guitar itself. So I didn't change the name guitar.
But was your Shankar guitar named after you?
No. Shankar guitar actually is not named after me, but it's named after the Lord Shiva. That is the Lord of Banaras, the Varanasi, the place which I belong. So I named it after the Lord Vishwanath.
The Shankar is one form of Shiva.
Shankar is one form of
Which form
Shiva? That is the destroyer. We have three forms of God. That is known as Trimurti. Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Mahesh means Shankar. That's other form of Shankar. You can call Shankar, you can call Mahesh, you can call Shiva, like that. Nataraj, this is all forms of Lord Shankar. So we treat Brahma as the creator, Vishnu as the preserver, and Shankar or Lord Shiva as the destroyer. So creator means one who is just creating, like the child is born. Preserver, who is maintaining the child to bringing up the atmosphere, giving the atmosphere. Ultimately, the destroyer comes when somebody dies like that. So these three should be in equilibrium. That's why the trikon, that's why the trimurti or the trio is there, just to maintain the balance in the human being.
So the destroyer is not a negative form?
No. I don't treat destroyer. Destroyer not in that sense. If you have many, many negative things like that, it should be destroyed, of course. Otherwise, you won't get successful like that. So I treat this way. Destroyer in a... what I told you, it is a mystical, it is a traditional story of Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva is very, very kind-hearted. What we... in our Hindu stories, it is that Lord Shiva is very, very innocent and very... anyone can please Lord Shiva, we say. if you do puja or do dhyana of Lord Shiva, he will get pleased soon, other than other gods. Like that.
So you have your Shankar guitar lying on your
yes.
legs.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please introduce your guitar drum?
Yes. My guitar is made up of the wood sitar. Okay. And the structure is that there is no sound hole in my guitar compared to other guitars. It is made up of a single piece of hollow wood from base to the bridge here. And I use 4 main strings and 3 chikari, and below there are 12 sympathetic strings tuned in the particular raga, and 4 main strings, 1 sa pa sa pa the chikari. And one more thing I should tell you, that because of this flat bass structure, it is very comfortable to keep it on the lap. And it is very comfortable for playing also. And because of its one-piece hollow structure, the sound is very beautiful. And there is no harsh sound, as I have used other guitars also before Shankar guitar. So I found that the metallic sound was really disturbing me. But now by God's grace, I'm thinking that is over, that metallic sound which was disturbing me. And a nice peaceful sound, much more close to the Indian instruments, the sound is like that. So I would definitely show you some other things. I'm playing a short alap in Kanya. Produce as many notes at a time, that is the mead at a time. Dhani, rega, re, sa, ni, dhani, da. So 10 notes I am playing. I have played. It's also like
playing in the same time.
This is very famous traditional bandish of Pilu, in which it is the description of Krishna, Lord Krishna playing Holi, that's the festival of colors, with his beloved Radha.
phrase back then. So,
how did your personal journey as a professional musician take place? How did you start to perform?
When I was 14 years, I started performing on stage. That time I used to play many folk music and of course light music also. So yeah, I used to play that time this music, this portion of music. So I was accompanied with a tabla and a tanpura, and that time I was using the six-stringed Hawaiian guitar with an amplifier. So that was my beginning, and then I used to perform the raga when I was in class 11th, that is when I was 15 or 16, when I used to give performance in this stage. I performed many ragas, mainly Yaman, Bagishri and Todi. I used to play a lot that time.
What are your favorite ragas and why are those your favorite ones?
My favorite ragas are Yaman, that's what which I just gave a short performance, the Alap I produced just now before you, and other is Bagishri, then Gorakh Kalyan and Jinjoti. These four or five of us are my favorite.
But there are hundreds of
exactly
ragas.
Because I love these ragas because Yaman, it is very soothing, and very soothing to your heart and your ears also. And you can say whenever I play Yaman, I feel myself to be connected to the God because it is very, very spiritual. And Bagishri, this is a Madhyam based rag. Ma is very dominating. That's why I love it very much. Because all the Madhyam based rag, they are very peaceful. They are very cooling and very relaxing. So whenever I play these Madhyam based rag, so I feel myself in a dhyana stage, in a meditative stage. That's why I like it very much. It suits my personality. Whenever it's a peaceful raga like that, I really love it. Yaman, Bagishri, they are all very peaceful and meditative.
And what about Jinjoti?
Jinjoti is a little bit, you can say, mixture of everything. Sometimes it is very naughty. Sometimes the moods really, different moods are there. Sometimes it is meditative. Sometimes it is, the mood is naughty mood. Sometimes it is very aggressive. So different moods. Whenever it is a duet or trio comes, so we prefer this rap. So it is very, it keeps you in motion, in movements. So that it is, according to the public, according to the audience, according to the music concert area or the structure, we select the ragas according to the mood. And even the time factor is also there.
You have been given many Jugal Bandi concerts with Pandit Rajiv Janardhan, who is your husband as well. But what is the secret of your Jugal Bandi which makes it so powerful and even so sensitive?
Yes, because that's a very good question. Because both of us, by God's grace, myself and my husband Rajiv Janardhan, we think in the same way. That's why the music is the same. Because whatever we are doing and whatever we are thinking, especially the person, how you are made up in the sense, the thoughts, the way of thinking and the way of seeing the life, this is very important. So by God's grace, this is very common between both of us. So we share and we have the same ideas and same views regarding many things. So when we come to music, it reflects through our minds, through our heart. And basically from the very beginning, both of us realized that whenever we are playing on the stage, it is the music we should be played. It should not that we are fighting or we are doing something that should be superior to each other like that, or one is really getting down, one is getting up. Not, this is not the matter. We should enhance the music, that is the pure music. So we know by God's grace, again I am telling a thousand times, by God's grace it is in the mind. Otherwise we even you can't say from your own self, it is not your own, it is all given by the God.
So and you became the first guitar artist of the Imdathani Gharana.
Yes.
So you had another Guruji.
Yes, I was very lucky because after marriage, though I learned from the musician in Varanasi who were all vocalists, so I had this base of vocal technique on my guitar, and it suits very well with me, my personality, and the guitar also. So luckily, Imdad Khani Gharana, to which Rajiv Janardhan belongs, it's also based on the vocal technique mainly, Gaiki Gharana known as. So because of Rajiv, I had this opportunity to meet Guruji, Guru Bimalendu Mukherjee, who stays in Bhilai, and he taught Rajiv in Guru Shishya Parampara style. So after my marriage, Rajiv took me to meet his Guruji, and he was very much happy to see me and my playing on the guitar. So I said, Guruji, if it is possible, you can make my shall you make me as your own disciple? Then he was very happy. He said, yes, come. And then he taught me some ragas and his own technique. Then he said, because you are with the vocal technique, so it is very good that you have come to this Imdad Khani Gharana. It's based on the vocal technique only. So luckily, everything went over well.
You like the folk music, as you told it. But can you describe the differences of the folk music of the different area of Hindustan? Because all the areas have a different taste of the folk
different
music.
Taste, different fragrances there. Yes, we have a vast variety of folk music also in India. Like Rajasthan and Rajasthani folk, similarly UP folk is, folk music is there. If you go to the hills, that is go to the Jammu and Kashmir or hill areas, Nainital, you have the Pahari music is there. Like Pahar means the mountain, so the music of mountain is different. That's why we have Raga Pahari, Ragman. This is the specially made for the Rajasthani folk. We have Gujarati, we have Bhatiyari Dhun, that is made up for the West Bengal, like that. And we have many things in South India also. Yeah, so it is different. So I like, because when you sing or when you play folk music, it is very liberal, because then you will have the taste, you will definitely, even the audience will also the audience will realize, the audience will experience the taste and the fragrance of that particular region. If you are playing Mand, of course everybody will say, oh, this is from the Rajasthan means, then the picture will become very clear to your eyes, in front of your eyes, that Rajasthani people wearing so many dupattas on the head and things on the head, and wearing so many bangles. That means the ladies of the Rajasthan, they wear so many bangles from the wrist to the ankle like that. So they are wearing so many things and singing in a group and around the chulha. Chulha is that they have the common gas, we can say in English gas. It's not actually gas, it is a burning thing in which you can make thousands of rotis for the village. So by this they are singing, dancing and celebrating the mood. And similarly, if you go to the West Bengal, the Bhatiyari Dhun, when you listen to the Bhatiyari Dhun, definitely with the nal or something, that instrument which is used especially from that region, if you listen to everything mixing with the same thing, then you will realize that you are in West Bengal, on the boat, wearing the dhotis and doing puja or having the ektara on your hand, singing that baul geet or bhatiyali, like that. different flavors are there. So we have, besides that, we have many, many things also. Holi, Kajri, Chaiti, that's also part of, during the weather, when weather conditions differs, the part of light music also differs. So in Chaiti is the month of April when people sing Chaiti thing. It means that summer is about to come, and of course cold is, the cold weather is about to leave, like that. So it is a juncture, and then comes Kajli during that monsoon comes. Kajli is sung by all the regional parts of UP. Kajli, very famous. So we have many Kajlis. Mirzapuri Kajli is very famous of Mirzapur. Banarsi Kajli is very famous in Banaras. Chumri also very famous. It's another form of light music, Chumri. This very, you can say the mood is very aesthetic all the time. So with, between Krishna and Radha, like that, playing and enjoying, like, so it is very, very good. You can also enjoy that.
You are very famous about giving lecture demonstrations in high schools and universities.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the Indian classical music has a prosperous future amongst youth?
Yes, because I think the future of Indian classical music is very good. Hopefully, I think it is, according to my view, it is the future is really very assured. Because whenever I go to give lecture demonstration, I am seeing students are really, they are giving full response. I think maybe I was lucky, or I am lucky to have these things. And but media should promote more Indian classical music rather than other music also. We have many MTV channels like that, but we should have separate Indian classical music channel also, I think. Then it will increase the number of students, number of audience also, who can appreciate or realize Indian classical music.
You are a housewife and a performing musician as well. Isn't it difficult to have so many things to do and to practice as well?
No, I find myself it's not very difficult for me, because since I'm not alone here to make the household works also, because Rajiv is also equally sharing everything with me, and looking and really participating with the cooking in the kitchen also. He's a good cook also and he's doing other things also. So both of us are managing very well, and sharing our time in practicing also.
I have a question about your name. Are you a relative of Ravi Shankarji?
No.
Is he from Benares?
No. Again, the Shankar, because my father is Dr. Shankar, so my name is after him only, Kamala Shankar. And because I was famous with this name, so after my marriage, I didn't change it, because Rajiv, he said that you need not to change your name, because since you are famous by this name, just continue it. You should not have to put Rajiv Janardhan or Janardhan in front of your name. Just let it be like Kamala Shankar.
But why was your father's name so famous in Banaras?
Because he is a very famous medical practitioner. He is the senior most doctor in Varanasi, and from last 45 years he has been practicing. My father, he was a close associate of Panditji, because Panditji's native place is Varanasi, like many other artists have, like Bismillah Khan, Girja Devi, they are all the natives of Varanasi. Even Pandit Rajanand Sajan Mishra also, Pandit Kishan Maharaj, many, many, many people, whom to count, whom to not. My father, he was very close to Panditji, because when Panditji first started Rimpa program in Varanasi, that was in 70s, 76, like that, I'm telling about that period. That time, Bhimsen Joshi, Pandit Bhimsen Joshi ji, and many, many legendary artists, they used to come and perform for Rimpa. So in that years, Rimpa was organized in Varanasi itself. So my father is also one of the person who was very close to Panditji that time. So when people used to come, when artists used to come for the Rimpa program, so my father used to take care of all the artists. Since we have very good house, a very big house in Varanasi, so many artists, they came and stayed with us. So we got this opportunity also because of Panditji. And Panditji, since my father was the only one doctor who is South Indian, and Panditji is very much close to the South Indian people, His wife is South Indian.
Is there anything else what I haven't asked but you would like to share with us?
Just I can say that music. Our life is fully devoted in music only, and we are doing music and we are praying to God that people who are really interested to learn music, they are welcome and they can learn music and be with music all the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.